are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. All right, quick story you guys need to know about because it's going to lead into what we're going to be talking about today. Apparently, there's a doctor in my hometown where I live, Las Vegas. I guess, you know, he wants my office to send some referrals. Nice guy. I mean, you know, our office is kind of inundated with people that want referrals. When you're a family doc, you're kind of at the, you're kind of the gatekeeper. You know, and so you end up, you know, being hit up by a lot of specialists saying, you know, refer to me, I'll take care of your patient, etc. That's why it's kind of scary to be a specialist because you're really dependent on the family docs or internists to be your referral source, nurse practitioners, PAs. So he basically writes, you know, saying, you know, he wants to send over some marketing stuff, etc. And I mean, you know, it's fine. I need referral pads. I need cards. And, you know, I know the doctor, but I think he's good stock. From what I understand, he does. Does good work. Well, apparently this particular doctor has some sort of a marketing team, and he had CC'd the marketing team to let them know that he was in communication with me, and this way they would have my information. Apparently late last night, somebody from their marketing team, which is out of town, maybe he outsourced, writes back, huh? Dr. Dahlia? Well, basically, I can't go into it because I, you know, who's this type of thing, right? What do you want me to do with her? And that was the email from his probably highly paid marketing team outsourced from out of state. So and for some reason, I was CC'd. Everybody was CC'd on this. Okay, so I wrote back on, you know what? To the doctor, right? Of course, with everybody CC'd, especially this idiot marketing jerk. You know what? Never mind. Let me know when you have a new marketing person. I mean, in so many words, if this is who you have, use your best judgment in finding, you know, for your marketer, somebody who's going to basically call somebody either a hoe or porn star or witch or whatever, makes me kind of wonder the judgment you're going to use with patients. I didn't say that, but my very terse email was like, you know, never mind. Let me know when you got a new marketing person, period. And, of course, over the last few hours, there's been a lot of scrambling and apologies. I don't need apologies. Not a big deal. I'm a big girl. You know, some idiot who, they don't even have to know who I am or know that I have a national show. You just don't talk about potential colleagues or potential working relationships with that type of tone, with that type of callousness towards women, with that type of callousness towards anybody. I mean, if somebody said, oh, you know, Dahlia, I got this guy you want to work with, you think I'm going to be like, oh, who's this dude? No, that's unprofessional. Remember, I used to work in marketing. I've worn so many hats in my lifetime. There's a type of professionalism. All right. And again, I think the whole thing is funny. I think it's ridiculous. And honestly, I got so many doctors I refer to that I really don't mind not working with this other person because he's got some jerk as a marketing person. I don't need the specialists like they need us. I have people I work with I trust. No big deal. It's all their loss. I'm a busy girl. I need my patients to go where I really trust the medicine. And like I said, this doctor's probably a good doctor, but if he can't even keep his act together from a marketing standpoint, I'm not going to use a patient as a guinea pig, all right? I'm going to be, let my patients go where I know it's pretty consistent and everybody has their act together. But what we're going to be talking about today is how to get fired and what to maybe not do so you don't get fired. All right, little things like your emails being CC'd. Now, some of you are like, well, Dahlia, that's where that marketer made a mistake. He had you CC'd. No, even if he didn't have me CC'd, you realize somebody in your workplace can very easily forward one of your emails. So you thinking you're talking to your best friend in an email, And then all of a sudden, you go, oh my gosh, that boss. And I know some of you are like, you know what, she needs to be banged. Once somebody does that, our lives will be better. That's a way to get fired, even if you didn't CC anybody on that. So I think we're going to review some things that you should do and should not do so you don't get fired. All right. Also, what type of discrimination is going on out there? And what could you do to protect yourself? I think the biggest area of discrimination now, and this just rapidly came upon us in the last year, is health discrimination and obesity discrimination. Up until then, it was probably looks, you know, discrimination on looks. Yes, obese people were probably discriminated against, age discrimination, etc. But just your appearance overall, whether it was age, acne, obesity, and all of a sudden we're dealing with a whole nother form of discrimination. All right, a whole nother form of discrimination, health discrimination, and how an insurance company could look at you. And, you know, how do you compete? Okay, I mean, I kind of think I'm pretty good looking, okay? So, I mean, if I want to apply for a job, I'll shave my legs, I'll pluck my upper lip, put some makeup on, make sure the bra straps are aligned properly so I don't Picasso the interview, and I think I could get a job based on looks. I want to get a job based on my medical history. Oh, hell no. Hell no. Having two cancer scares, thank God no cancer, but having two cancer scares, surgeries, I don't know, what else do I have wrong with me? Family history, such a strong family history of cancer. I'm in my 40s. Not a good candidate at all. Not a good candidate at all for somebody who would think of hiring me, right? And their insurance broker weighing in. So here I am thinking I'm still pretty young, thinking I still have a lot to offer a job, and I am probably going to be first in line to be discriminated against. Okay? So we need to talk about that. We're also going to be talking about some other stories like, ooh, if I could get all these in. Okay, EMR. Many of you have been asking about the privacy with that. Looks like there was a pretty huge electronic medical record breach with somebody getting social security numbers, etc. So as you can see, very busy day. But I want to hear from you. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Wayne Daly from Midas Resources, March 28, 2013. Gold open today at $1,603.30. 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,643.53, a half ounce for $821.76, or a quarter ounce for $410.88. That's $1,643.53, $821.76, and $410.88.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
USA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@GCNLive.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. I really do appreciate it. You can call in at 1-877-DOC-DALI. You could email us at drdahlia.com. You can also find us on our iPhone and our Android app. Just download it. It's free. You can listen to our show anytime. All right, so we are talking about getting fired. Little faux pas people do. And, you know, what could you do to protect yourself, especially from discrimination? And, of course, we're opening up the phone lines. We'd love to hear from you. What type of situations happened in your workplace? And I'm not talking about just gross, you know, insubordination or, you know, something like that. I mean, telling your doctor to go, you know, blank, blank, blank on the horse he rode in on. No, that's going to get you fired. But something that you never thought was going to happen, that got somebody fired or you fired. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. It was a huge topic. Hot topic when we talked about sexual harassment in the workplace. Many of you didn't realize that there's a lot of things that you do on a daily basis that could be later construed as sexual harassment or as any sort of harassment. Do you guys remember the Price is Right lawsuit where one of the models sued the Price is Right apparently, and she won. I'm not sure if now it's being appealed. There was something in the news about it. But basically, what I remember happened with this Price is Right model a couple years ago is she had been pregnant. And I guess one of the managers, all right, was walking, you know, past her in the hallway and was joking, oh, wide load coming. And I don't know if they giggled. I don't know, you know. But years later, that got brought up in court. Okay? I can't tell you how many times when I was pregnant, my colleagues gave me a lot of crap. All right? People just throwing themselves up against the wall so I wouldn't smash them with my uterus. And I mean, to me, yeah, you know, I mean, it didn't make me feel good. All right? Because I hated the fact that, you know, I mean, I was working out twice a day and I was still gaining weight with the pregnancy. You know, more weight than I would have wanted to for the pregnancy. But, I mean, you know, we joked about it. Well, the managers or one of the producers' jokes that might have been construed as a joke even back then was later used against the company and won her, from what I understand, $1 million lawsuit. She had also said that when she took leave and she didn't get her job back, they fired her for being pregnant. Now, the reason why we spend so much time on these cases and employee-employer relationships is because many of you are employees and many of you are employers. So when I do my show, the Dr. Dahlia Show, yep, that's me. Hi, everybody, Dr. Dahlia. I want to protect you guys from both sides, okay? As an employer and as an employee. And I've been an employee most of my life. I'm still an employee with radio. I'm still an employee, right? But I'm also an employer. And there are ways that you could just be screwed. There was a case where I guess a woman was working on her lunch. And the boss asked her to not work on lunch because the union would go after them. And I guess she refused to not work on her lunch. Well, management didn't know what to do because if you have an employee that works on their lunch and you look like you force them to work on break, you could be in a lot of trouble with labor laws. So she started to, I guess, fight with the boss, and the manager let her go. She sues the boss for wrongful termination, successfully wins. What the hell is the boss supposed to do? Get sued by the employee or get nailed by the labor board? So, you know, when we're looking at you know, these situations, I mean, you know, people ask, well, what am I supposed to do? All right. So what we're going to do today, really quickly, review some things that you need to watch out for, you need to be careful for, as well as we'll try to get as much of this in. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Who do we got out there?
Guest.
Hey, how's it going, James? What's up?
I'm good. I was just going to relay a little story on the sexual harassment thing. I've not given it much thought, but being a truck driver, you know, we kind of have a bodily sense of humor at times. And one of the favorite little things that I like to joke around with the waitresses on in the restaurants is I go in, sit down, ask for a menu. Then I accidentally drop it, and I said, oh, would you mind putting your foot on that plate? And they do, and I said, I'm ready to order. And they said, what would you like? And I said, I want everything on the menu. How much is it going to cost? Some of them don't get it. Some of them get it, but, you know.
Well, you know, and James, thank you for calling. I mean, you know, this is the thing. Those of us with a sense of humor, okay, I mean, we are very... oh, casual with our friends. I mean, I cannot tell you some of the things my classmates, coworkers had told me, done to me around. I mean, even in class, this happened in front of our teacher. Apparently, I was giving a talk. I was giving a discussion in front of my class on STDs. Many of you have heard of my STD report. I got a B+ on it. We had to pick a clinic in town that, you know, dealt with the community, whether it was hospice, a rehab. So we decided to do the STD clinic. So we had, you know, a slideshow of, you know, how to get an STD. So we had pictures of us in bed with each other. And, you know, you can't get an STD from an animal. So one of us was in bed with an animal. You can't get an STD from heterosexual sex, multiple partners. So one of us was in bed with a bunch of people. I mean, we were wearing underwear, but you couldn't tell. And then you can't get an STD from a toilet seat. So my friend was on the toilet seat with his pants down sitting there, but you couldn't see anything. And then it was me going to the STD clinic. So I was up in the stirrups, and you saw my friend, the doctor, sitting there getting ready to do a swab on me. Well, when I was doing my dissertation and my discussion of STDs, apparently the said swab that was in that slideshow ended up being circulated around the classroom in one of the STD pamphlets. And I didn't realize that one of my colleagues decided to dip it in some Grey Poupon. So now we have the swab that he supposedly used on me being passed around all dried out, yellow, with Grey Poupon. Now, of course, we all thought that was funny. Teacher is thinking that we're going to all get in trouble for sexual harassment, etc. Now, I know some of you are like, okay, that's really immature of medical students to do. Well, it is. It is immature. And you know, we do immature things. Just like that marketer who wrote the doctor who wanted business from me, what the hell am I supposed to do with this woman? She sounds like some, I don't know, you know, Dr. Dahlia. So here he is. I know people in their jobs talk very colloquial with each other and lackadaisical. And you know, somebody will be complaining about a marketing pitch, and they're like, what does that witch want? And I know people talk like that amongst each other. No, stop it now. I mean, there's no freedom of speech anymore, and anything can be used against you at any time. Yes, we all have stories of how we goofed off with each other, you know, in the past. It's different now. Completely different. One of the reasons why me and my friends haven't decided to all work together. In fact, one of them wanted to do the radio show with me, and it was actually my idea. I'm like, you and I should do the show together. We should. And then he had flaked, and he didn't call back when we had to make the demo, so it never happened. And then later on, he had wanted to join up the show. Once, of course, I was national and all that. And I decided not to because he's very sexually harassing. Now, even though he and I play that way, and it's not, it doesn't really degrade me, degrade women, okay? I mean, it's just the way we've talked to each other. That's not professional. And it's not professional for what I want to do with the show. And any of my prior colleagues that I, you know, and it's interesting because you could be as professional as you can. Once you're around your friends, you start talking and bad-mouthing each other and sometimes swearing because that's just how you used to talk to each other. I can't do that on radio. I can't swear on radio. I can't have anything that's degrading to me or degrading to women. Not that this doctor degrades women, but the way we talk to each other could be misconstrued. And so once you're in that professional arena, things change. And I think a lot of people forget that. You know, I mean, we're older now. I'm in my 40s. Many of my colleagues were in our 40s, but we still like to act like the way we did in our 20s. No, it's a different world. You can't be sending emails ripping on other colleagues or talking about another colleague's breasts. You will be fired and possibly sued. It's a different world. So let's review how to save your job, how to avoid being fired, and then we'll get to some medical stories. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House survival bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your texts, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom designed cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BlockItPocket.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
March into big spring preparedness savings this month at BePrepared.com. Through tomorrow only, emergency essentials and BePrepared.com save you 28% off your favorite beef and chicken combo entrees. Save 24% on number 10 cans of freeze-dried raspberries. Or save 26% on our freeze-dried strawberry slices with purchase of 12 or more. Katadyn Pocket Micro Water Filters are 27% off. Try our fruit-flavored HydroPack Combo Water Filtering Pouches. In March, buy 5 10-packs for a 50% discount. Stock up on wheat with a year's supply of grains for $70 off, only at BePrepared.com. And this month, power up with a Goal Zero Sherpa 50 solar-powered recharging kit at $110 off MSRP. And we'll throw in a free $50 emergency essentials gift card. The March sale ends tomorrow at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Are you or someone you love struggling with stress, anxiety, or less than perfect health? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny, and as a woman of faith, I spent many years in ministry burdened with anxiety and fear. But in 2010, I met Dr. Carolyn Dean, and I took her recommendation to try RNA drops. Within days of taking RNA drops, my anxiety began to lift. My joy was restored, and the peace of mind that I would have once called a miracle has now become normal to me. Discover what RNA drops can do for you. Order your free sample today at www.rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. There you can order a free 30-day trial-size bottle of RNA drops by paying just shipping and handling. That's www.rnafreesample.com. Maybe there's a miracle waiting there for you.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we basically reviewed you got to be careful with your emails, okay? CC's, BCC, I guess BCC is where you could copy a person and you could CC a person, but the other recipient of the email doesn't know that you copied them. CC is just where you copy somebody. And we talked about how your emails could be forwarded. We talked about how you need to be very careful with sexual harassment or any type of harassment. Anything you say that you don't think is harassing and was even joked about and giggled about years ago could later be used against you. And it's pretty scary because if you think back to any comments and any jokes, can hurt you. And we don't need to talk about dating at the office. Never date at the office. Some of you had written me, and we had discussed this on previous shows, falling in love with somebody that you work with. That was a great show when we talked about how to try not to fall in love, how to get out of that before you start to cheat on your spouse, and how dating a coworker could still be later construed as sexual harassment, even if they're at your same level and not a subordinate worker. So that's something. It's funny. As we talk, the topics just keep growing. I mean, there's just so many things I want to discuss with you all, and I want to have you discuss with me, but we need to kind of stay focused. Many of you are concerned about company buyouts. And so what do you do so you're not a target when a new company comes in and takes over? Many of you have a boss. The boss gets fired. Well, if you were your boss's protege or one of your boss's favorites, you could be on the chopping block next. What are things to do? What are things that can happen? Now, you have a choice. You could either fly under the radar, okay, and just be a name on the payroll, or you could stand out. Whatever advice I give you may not be utilitarian for all, you know, for all jobs. Me personally, I like to stand out. All right. I want people to know who I am. I want people to see pictures of my kids. Okay. I want, because if they do decide to fire me, I want them to feel bad. But I make myself known. Anytime I had a job or somebody came in or there were going to be some changes or restructuring, you make yourself known. You introduce yourself. Let them know who you are and what you bring to the table. Just because there's a company takeover doesn't mean all those employees are going to lose their jobs. Not in all cases. And some of you may say, well, Dahlia, the economy is getting better. We don't need to talk about this. Not where I'm sitting. No. I mean, I have so many patients that are still fighting for their job, working two different jobs, holding on to part-time jobs with the grit of their teeth, that no, I think this is still very relevant. And so as companies buy and sell each other, what do you do to keep your place? I would recommend you make yourself known to new management. Say, look, I just want to introduce myself. This is what I do. This is where my strengths are. This is where I can easily learn and transfer to. I'd like to be in touch with you guys so I can, you know, make sure I, you know, have longevity with your corporation. I think that's fine. Now, some of you will say, oh, no, Dahlia, no way. Lay low. Lay low. Okay, because if you stand up and they see what they pay you, you could be first on the chopping block. Well, I'm going to tell you right now, when they look at numbers and when these companies look at numbers, right, and they look to decide who they're going to chop, okay, your number will stand out enough. It doesn't have to be, you know, you standing up. Okay, women, we've talked about women and dress. We've talked about men and dress. Okay, there is no reason why there should be anything low cut on a man or a woman. Dressing appropriately is fine. I always had to struggle with my boobs. I did. Okay, because I could be misconstrued as being slutty just because you're a little bit more voluptuous. So I would always have to choose clothes and have, you know, the women in these department stores help me find a way to minimize any of the sexuality. Now, I'm not saying I'm all sexy, okay? Some days I feel really sexy, some days I don't. But, you know, if you have something that could, be misconstrued, now I'm not saying you have to hide your womanness. I think being feminine, right, or men being masculine and muscular has a, you should be allowed to be yourself. But I've had some of you tell me that your being muscular intimidates your smaller manager. And what do you do with that? Well, just don't wear a tight shirt that shows your rippling pecs and your rippling abs. Dress appropriately. Wear the suit. Wear the tie. Okay? I mean, you don't have to sit there with the button open and everybody's seeing your shaved chest. Same thing with the women. You know, I know the style is to let part of your bra show, right, or your camisole show. No need to do that, okay? You could dress appropriately. You don't have to wear a tie. You're a woman, for crying out loud. But just think about that. The skirts don't have to be that short. Yes, short skirts may look sexy, but we're in a realm now where men almost have to go out of their way to not look at you because sexual harassment and because accusal of sexual harassment is so rampant. I see men practically falling all over each other to be looking the other way so nobody could claim that they're looking at you. So if you end up causing that type of stress or chaos, you're probably going to be on the chopping block. You know, I've had very pretty women tell me they were fired because they were good looking. Well, true. Sometimes, we've had discrimination. If you aren't good looking, you may not be hired for that front desk position or that receptionist position. But sometimes you could be too good looking. I swear that I lost so many jobs because I just looked too damn good. had nothing to do with my application, had nothing to do with my squeaky voice. It was because I just looked too damn good. No, but honestly, it's very, very, you know, if somebody's going to accuse you of hiring somebody because they're good looking, or accuse you of sleeping with somebody, I mean, if you work in that type of environment where you have idiots, all right, you're probably going to be more inclined to want to take the path of least resistance. So for those of you that are very good looking, okay, make sure your personality comes out. Make sure your good lookingness isn't the only thing you're bringing to the table. Show that you have something else. Show that you are going to get hired, and anybody who hires you will be able to prove to others and validate your employment by the fact that you have the talent, you have the effort, you have the energy, okay, and you're there for other reasons. Now, what about the discrimination with obesity? All right, this is something that we're right now, I'm still trying to formulate what to recommend for you. Apparently, I guess, we've talked about that hospital in Texas where need not hire if your BMI was over a certain weight. Now, are they discriminating against obese people because of health insurance? Or do people have stereotypes about heavy people? Well, heavy people may not be as energetic. Heavy people may have more medical issues and call in. Remember, okay, you know, especially if you're at one of these states that could fire at will, okay, and they don't have to give a reason to fire you, you guys are probably going to be now the biggest group that's discriminated against. Now, if you think you are going to be discriminated against and you want this job, okay, I mean, honestly, if you think you're going to be discriminated against, don't even work for them. But if you're desperate and you really need that job, one thing you could do if you aren't ideal weight, okay, no, don't blame thyroid, because then it brings up medical condition. Don't bring up steroids. Some people don't understand about steroid and androgen weight gain. They'll think you're taking exogenous steroids or Lance Armstrong doping. You got to be careful with that. What I would do is you would say, you know, while you're interviewing, and if you see, you know, you could tell if somebody is disappointed by the way you look or a little shocked and they're just trying to get through the interview. You may want to squeeze into that interview. Honestly, I'm doing a complete change. Had a little bit of setback with my weight, with my metabolism. I've been working out. I've actually lost weight, pretty energetic. I got, you know, you may want to bring up your weight success. How you've lost already 20 pounds, 30 pounds, etc. That may show that you're a go-getter. All right, guys. When we come back, electronic medical records and your privacy. Don't go away. 1-877 Doc Dolly. I'm a walking in
the rain. Hey, everybody. Dr. Dahlia here. Now, listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now, the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words. Disaster. Stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping, plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags, starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing LifeStraw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault. 20 seed varieties for only $37.95. Tattler canning lids. Long-term storable foods as low as $69.95. And much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Coming up in the next hour, we're going to be talking about what silo of artillery was found in Adam Lanza, the Connecticut Sandy Hook Elementary shooter's house. Going to be talking about that. We're also going to be talking about if you have bleeding gums, that could signify that you are going to have erectile dysfunction. So we've got a big hour coming up next on the Dr. Dahlia Show. But let's go to the phone lines now. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
I got the results of my annual physical, and I found that the doctor had performed HIV tests for the first time without my knowledge or permission, and never disclosed. I found out by accident. Is this ethical? And what are your comments on this?
Wow. Okay. You know, it's interesting. A few years ago, we were told as doctors to run HIV on everybody. And I wasn't. I thought the test was expensive, and the state I practice in, Nevada, I don't believe we have the laws stating you have to get consent. But if the laws did change, and a lot of us don't know when the laws change. I mean, look how many people had no idea that our Nevada state legislator was proposing a law to, allow lawsuits to doctors and pharmaceutical companies if you became addicted to a drug they prescribed. Hardly anybody even knew that existed if it wasn't for there being some hearsay. So since most of us don't know all the laws and all the what needs to be done consent-wise, not a lot of us doctors took that on. Some of us did. And they did screen all men for HIV. From what I understand, that recommendation is still out there, plus a recommendation to screen everybody over, I believe, the age of 50 for hepatitis C. Again, I've been a little bit slow to do that because I'm noticing with many of my patients, their insurance isn't covering their labs, and many of my patients don't have insurance. So, what are the ethical implications of just running an HIV? I am noticing when surgeons want pre-ops, orthopedic surgeons, cardiac surgeons, etc., and cosmetic surgeons, and they ask for blood work, they always want an HIV, hands down. So, we run the HIV, whether the patient knows or not. We assume the patient knows, because the doctor usually gives the patient the list of blood work he wants prior to your surgery. So the patient takes a look and goes, oh, okay, so he wants a hepatitis, he wants a PT, PTT, blood count, comprehensive metabolic panel, HIV. So the fact that the patient comes in saying, here's my pre-op work and there's an HIV on there, there's some implied consent. But from what I understand, and I'm not sure what state you're from, but if it's Nevada, I don't think we have a law saying we have to get consent. But the problem lies if we doctors are being told to screen everybody for HIV, like pregnant women. HIV is in their prenatal profile, whether they consent or not. Syphilis, too. You know, when I got my pregnancy profile, I didn't mind because, you know, I wanted my doctor to know if I had HIV, hepatitis, etc. It would have stunk if it did turn up positive, you know, because there are privacy issues. And like we're going to be talking about with electronic medical records, we can't guarantee your privacy at all times. But I like the idea of us moving towards patients give permission for what gets run. The problem, the big dilemma, though, is if you have a patient that is spreading HIV, doesn't want to know if he has HIV, where does the law come in? Okay, should we as a country know who has HIV because they could be willingly or unwillingly spreading it? And I don't know if we're going to come up with that answer anytime soon. You know, luckily, most of my patients who I think are high risk for HIV want the testing. I've never had a person not want the testing. Now, I have had people say, look, if you're going to do the testing, I want it anonymous. I want the name anonymous. So I tell them, well, go to the lab. I don't know how to do it from my office, but go to the lab. Tell them, you know, because a lot of movie stars do that, too. I mean, you know, they don't want their blood work in a database, right? You know, John Smith, who's a three-time Oscar winner, and their HIV status in some bank. So my guess is when these guys get fake hotel rooms, they could also get blood work under a John Doe. So from what I understand, you can go to the lab and ask for that type of privacy. But for a doctor routinely running an HIV on your blood work, that's going to be up in the air because we're being told to run HIV on everybody because we're being told to save lives. But where's patients' privacy? 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Patient privacy has always come second, or I should say last. Now, many people will say, no, Dr. Dahlia, there's HIPAA. Patient privacy is always protected. No, it's not. The fact that I have to fill out an FMLA form and give your employer and your human resources department details, and the FMLA form asks for details on your specific medical condition, on why you have to take off, no, you don't have privacy there. Why do I have to tell your insurance company what your diagnosis is just so I could get paid? Just pay me. Or patients should pay the doctors, and then the patients could argue with the insurance company what their diagnosis was. But, I mean, patient privacy is not protected by any means, and I'm sick of it. Then the insurance company sends us a request for your records. Well, we need a request of the records to determine why we need to pay if we cover that diagnosis. Listen, just because Obamacare is protecting you against pre-existing diagnosis, pre-existing conditions, doesn't mean your insurance is going to cover you for hormone replacement, STDs. They want diagnoses. So here we are faxing or mailing your private medical records. That is ridiculous. My insurance company did not want to pay for my umbilical hernia surgery, and they kept asking for medical records. And all the doctors involved had to fax and mail. And I mean, where the hell was my privacy? But that's the way our system is. Honestly, I think we need to go back to the patients paying the doctors, get insurance companies out of the loop, and have healthcare reasonable so we don't need insurance companies involved at all. The reason why we have insurance companies involved is so they can negotiate with the doctor a lower price. The price is so damn low that doctors have to hope that they have non-insurance patients or better insurance patients just to round everything out. The system is so screwed up. I could go off. Let's quickly talk about this electronic medical record vendor. They say Lawrence Melrose Medical Electronic Record Vendor serving clients in New Hampshire, Massachusetts, has sent a letter to the New Hampshire Attorney General's office notifying authorities of a data breach. An unauthorized employee accessed the EMRs and registration information at six practices, including Social Security numbers, dates, emergency contact information, employment, and insurance information. Now, Lemmer, L-M-M-E-R, from what we understand, doesn't have a registered website, but they said that their software security measures may have been breached. Okay, that's not good enough. Now, the employee was terminated, thank you. And, of course, they're apologizing, etc. They will provide a free year of credit monitoring and identity theft counseling. But this big push by government for all of us to be on electronic medical records is doing us no good. Now, it is saving the trees, and I love the trees. But I do not have my patient's medical records on EMR. Unless you could prove to me that it is completely foolproof and fail-safe, there is no way, no way I am going to trust anybody's security system. The CIA, for crying out loud, got hacked. All right, let's dive into this further in the next hour. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
You've heard about our MRE smorgasbord. Now, Long Life Food Depot introduces the most unique, safe, and longest-lasting way to stash emergency food, the Eat Pod. Most survival food products recommend an ideal storage environment, including low temps, low moisture, and low oxygen. If you're storing in a basement, too humid. Garages and attics, too hot. But the waterproof, double-walled, high-density polyethylene patent-pending Eat Pod is a unique roll-away food bunker that creates the perfect condition. Can be buried up to 30 feet and can keep your survival food supply safe, secure, dry, and virtually undetectable for 25 years or more. Get full details on the Eat Pod at eatpod.com, spelled EATPOD.com, or call 800-601-2833. That's 800-601-2833. The Eat Pod from Long Life Food Depot. Since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Over 50,000 satisfied squatting customers can't be wrong. If you suffer from difficult or painful bowel movements, join the thousands who are finding success with a Squatty Potty. Not a cleanse, ointment, or pill, Squatty Potty is a simple, lightweight, yet sturdy footstool that fits around any toilet and elevates your feet. Squatty Potty improves your posture, and that allows proper alignment of the colon. The result is faster, more effective elimination and relief from nagging constipation, hemorrhoids, IBS, and bloating.
coating. Squatty Potty is doctor recommended and endorsed and comes with a 60-day hassle-free money-back guarantee. The Squatty Potty, a healthy step in the right direction. Squatty Potty starts at just $34.95 and can only be ordered by calling 855-628-1099 or through our website, squattypotty.com, spelled S-Q-U-A-T-T-Y potty.com. Squatty Potty, healthy colon, happy life.